then becoming partly sunny. Stay tuned for Now and Then.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving, haexchange.com, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. On today's show, we'll be listening to the music of the American West Coast singer and songwriter, Dan Hicks. Dan Hicks with his longtime band Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks. That was from his 1972 release called Strikin' It Rich. So I don't know if you've ever heard Dan Hicks before, or maybe you're really familiar with his music. But you know, what would you call that style? You know, it's like country, it's like Western swing, it's like cowboy folk, it's like bluegrass or maybe jazz or pop, or what is it? You know, people have written essays and weighed in on the subject of how would you describe the music of Dan Hicks. And whatever your predilection is, however it strikes you, in my mind, it is so uniquely American. It is so American. It's interesting here on the show now and then. I've been doing a string of American artists. I just realized that as I was working on this program today. Last week I did Tom Petty, West Coast. And before that was Chrissy Hynde, Akron, Ohio. And before that was Carole King out of Brooklyn. And so today, here we are with Dan Hicks. Dan Hicks was born in the early 40s in Arkansas, but when he was 5 years old, he moves west with his family, and they moved to California, and he's living like in the north of San Francisco out there. And like so many people that become musicians and have lifetime careers as singers and songwriters, he was very musical when he was young, but his very first instrument was a drummer. He started playing the drums in grade school, and he was like in the marching band in school. When he's 14 years old, he's playing in a dance band. He's playing drums. And he gets, you know, he's obviously a performer from the very beginning. And when he's 14 years old out there in San Francisco, he's doing a radio show. He's got a spot as a host on one of the radio shows called Time Out for Teens. Makes me think of our own radio revolution here on WJFF. So there's Dan Hicks, and he goes on to college. He goes to San Francisco State College, and he actually studies radio broadcasting. So we have a real affinity here, right? And so he's playing the drums and he's studying broadcasting. And it's when he's 18 years old is when he finally gets his very first guitar. So I don't know if he was writing songs before that time. Maybe he was. But he doesn't get a guitar until he's 18. And he starts gets involved in the folk music scene in the coffee houses out there in San Francisco. And, you know, that's just a real hotbed of activities in the early 60s. And in 1965, he joins a San Francisco band called the Charlatans. But he's not singing and playing guitar. He comes in as the drummer. And he stays with them for 3 long years before he finally starts his own band. And he starts Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks in 1968. And they get signed the following year on Epic Records. And they release their first album called Dan Hicks and His Hot Licks Original Recordings. And I think it's kind of interesting. We're about to hear a track from that album. There's no drummer in this band. You know, that was Dan's territory, and there's only room for one Dan Hicks in the band. So in any event, I love these early recordings. This is from 1969. This track is called Canned Music, Dan Hicks and His Hot Licks. Thank you.
said,
I feel like dancing.
Feel like dancing.
She feel like stepping out. I took her where the band was on the stand playing live music, live music. She got us on the dance floor. To me it was a sight. Like the move she made on me that night. I did not have a chance. The way that music made me dance, it was some live music, live music.
Can music, can music, play it on the radio. Can music, without a dime it does. Favorites on the jukebox are only half the show when it's canned music, canned music, canned music, canned music.
Stepping out. My baby said,
I'm living for this music.
I asked her what it's all about. She says,
I'm just a silly girl. The stuff has got me in a world. It's just some
live music,
and that was the night she left me. Danced herself into my memory. My baby had to leave me for the drummer. I guess I'll never solve that mystery. I think I've learned my lesson. Just don't get too near the band when it's live music, live music. A little before she left me, I asked her what it's all about. She says she feel like
dancing.
She feel like stepping out.
Dan Hicks, original recordings. That was his very first album with the Hot Licks, released in 1969. This is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks, the Hot Licks are obviously the backup singers, the girl singers, and the very first version of the band, that was Sherry Snow and Christine Gantcher. Jamie Leopold is playing stand-up bass. Dan is singing and playing amazing guitar. You know, I had said that there was no drums. There's no drums credited on this, but when I was listening to it, I realized there was some kind of a drum going on, a little brush going on in the background there. So this version of Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks was together for a couple of years. They broke up and Dan reformed the band in 1971. And the lineup that he gets in 71 is really the one that Dan Hicks fans consider to be the classic version of the band. You know, it's a kind of a unique style. And he releases three albums with this lineup in the band, and he finally starts to get some commercial success with his band. So in 1971, he reforms, and he's still got the same violinist that he had on his first album, Symphony Sid Page, an amazing violinist, obviously classically trained. He really steps to the front of the band in these next recordings. The first album that he releases with this lineup is called Where's the Money? Jamie Leopold from his first album is still playing the bass. However, he's got two new lickettes, as he calls them. The Hot Licks on these recordings are Naomi Ruth Eisenberg and Marianne Price. So he adds two new singers, and he gets another guitar player called a man named John Gurton. So where's the money? They released three albums from 1971 through 1974. Where's the money? And then Striking It Rich. And then finally, The Last Train to Hicksville. So there's always a very humorous element to Dan's songs. I mean, he does deal with some serious subject matter. You know, that very first song that we heard at the top of the program, I Scare Myself. It can be really deep, the things that he has to say. He's got a real strong emotional element for me when I hear his music. It's real immediate. So from Where's the Money, let's listen to two tracks from that recording, the Dan Hicks compositions, Hook or by Crook, I'm Gonna Get Her by Hook or by Crook, followed by Reelin' Down, Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks.
Well, there she goes, if you really want to hear what she says to me. Each time we're near, so come this July, got to put it in a bus. I've got to get her by hook or by crook. Yeah, I'm going to get her
by hook or by crook.
It's just a matter of time.
By hook or by crook.
Gonna lay it on the line.
By hook or by crook.
It's like a baby with a saddle.
By hook or by crook.
And like a cowboy with a saddle.
By hook or by crook.
We're together, I ain't nothing but a feather, but when we're not
missing
the line, I'm gonna take her mind, laying on the line. Yeah, she's going to get shook by hook or by crook. She's going to get shook. It's just a matter of time.
I'm
gonna lay it on the line.
By
it's like a baby with its head on, and like a cowboy with his hat on. Wanna hear what she does to me? Each time we're near, come this July, gonna put it in a bar. I'm going to get her by hook or by crook. Yeah, I'm going to get her
by hook or by crook.
It's just a matter of time.
By hook or by crook.
Gonna lay it on the line.
By hook or by crook.
It's like a baby with its head on.
By hook or by crook.
And like a cowboy with his hat on.
By hook or by crook.
Like Cassius with his KO.
By hook or by crook.
I gonna hang on wanna say so.
By hook or by crook.
I said by hook or by crook. I said by hook or by crook. I said by hook or by crook. I said by hook or by crook. I said by hook or by crook.
never took to rambling till I turned 21. Then I took a notion to make it on the run, feeling the blues in the bottom of my shoes. Didn't I know this old rambling's good news? And I go
reeling down that old highway,
and I go reeling down, 'cause reeling's my way. And if I don't know your name or your town, reeling down. Clickety clack, the old railroad tracks. 5 will get you 10, get you 25. Oh. Well, I never seen much coin in my bag. I soon got used to that same old jack. You got to stand by this word if you want to ride. If you've got a good home, stay there tonight, unless you wanna eat the dirt and the mud. Stay away from rambling, it gets in your blood. And you go reeling down that old highway, reeling, reeling down, 'cause reeling. What I do is I go reeling down.
Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks from their 1971 album, Where's the Money? That was Reeling Down. All right, my name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So, you know, I love these songs, and I love his style. You know, I was saying it's a very American style, but it's got a lot of labels tossed at it. So, you know, Dan actually finally made a statement, and this was from a 2007 interview that he did before a gig at the Riverwalk Center in Breckenridge, Colorado. Dan Hicks describes his own music, and here's what he has to say. My music is a kind of a blending. We have acoustic instruments. It starts out with a kind of a folk music sound, and we add a jazz beat and solos and singing, and we have the two girls that sing and jazz violin and all that. So it's kind of light in nature. It's not loud, and it's sort of, in a way, kind of carefree. Most of the songs are, I wouldn't say funny, but kind of maybe a little humorous. We all like jazz, so we like to play in a jazzy way. With a swing sound, you know, so I call it folk swing. All right, so there it is. Dan Hicks has finally named it folk swing. So, you know, I was so captivated by this music, and I've always loved it. And I actually am going to be playing a track for you now. This is kind of unusual for me, but I want to play a recording that I did with my own band of a Dan Hicks song. I have a band back in the 90s called the Bleecker Street Reality Band. And in 1993, we did our first album called The 4th of July. Actually, it was a demo tape that we did in a studio. We did about 5 songs, you know, in a couple of hours. And we did this Dan Hicks song called Caught in the Rain. I was so impressed by his music, and I loved the way that the girls sing. So we put our very own stamp on it. And talk about having a hard time describing Dan Hicks's music. Try describing Dan Hicks's music when you're playing it yourself. So it's hard for me to just say what the sound of the Bleecker Street Reality Band was on this track. I think of early 60s rock and roll, like the Beach Boys or the Beatles, maybe. It's hard to describe. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. This is Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks with Caught in the Rain, followed by the Bleecker Street Reality Band with a cover.
Caught in the rain, I took the lane that said not four more miles. Too far from home and soaked to the bone, I took that four more miles. Just over the pass, I ran out of gas with four more miles to go. But who should I see, lucky for me, roaring down the road? It was a woman, gee, what I love. Get her to stop, she was a woman. She was I glad when she roared to a stop. I opened my mouth, no words would come out. When I saw her close, some other build and dressed to kill, and real good looking of course. I got in her car, you know how things are, and down the road we roared. When I smelled her perfume, I needed some room, but man, how it did pour. She was a woman, she was unglad. I ran out of gas, she was a woman. There was no doubt, she was helping me out. Wouldn't you know, she put on a show with her driving feet. Was all I could do, man, if you knew how I held on to that seat. But was I in love, there ain't words enough to you I do confide. It ran in my mind, what did I find to make me take this ride? He was a woman, what could I care? Where we were gone, it was a woman. What could I care if we ever got there?
Yeah. was to kill.
Not real, but looking, of course.
He got in the car. You know how things are. Down the road, they roared. And when he smelled her perfume, he needed some room. But man, how did it go?
Bleecker Street Reality Band from 1993. That was the 4th of July recording. That was a song that was written by Dan Hicks, and that was my own recording of a Dan Hicks song. The Bleecker Street Reality Band, we had so much fun. We did an up-tempo version of that song. So I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So Dan Hicks really inspired me, you know, an incredible songwriter. He recorded a follow-up album to Where's the Money? And in 1972, he released Strikin' It Rich with Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks. And there's such a beautiful song. It's one of his more serious songs. He's got a lot of funny songs. But this one is particularly beautiful. We're going to be listening to Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks, Moody Richard, the Innocent Bystander, from their 1972 LP, Strikin' It Rich. Dan Hicks.
Moody Richard, he was always hanging around. Moody Richard was the biggest square in town. Moody Richard was always on the scene, but his presence never really meant a thing. He was an innocent bystander, watching his time go by. Mr. Innocent Bystander, doesn't your time fly by? Moody Richard never had a thing to say, but his silence didn't matter anyway. And his problem was an easy one to solve. Never really got involved. He was an innocent bystander, watching his time go by. Mr. Innocent Bystander, doesn't your time fly by? Watching his time go by. Mr. Innocent Bystander, doesn't your time fly by? Watching his time go by. Mr. Innocent Bystander, doesn't your time fly by?
Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks. That track was called Moody Richard from the 1972 album Strikin' It Rich. This is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. So, you know, Dan Hicks, always a musician's musician. Such a unique, original sound, an amazing sound. And they released another album after this, the same lineup, Symphony Sid Page on violin. What an incredible violinist. Naomi Ruth Eisenberg and Marianne Price, the backup singers. They did another album called Last Trains to Hicksville. And they started to really get to become more mainstream. In fact, Dan Hicks had a cover of the Rolling Stone. He's on the cover of the Rolling Stone. And it seems like his moment. You know, it's 1974. And they did a couple of TV shows and all of a sudden, he announces that he's disbanding the band. And he took everybody by surprise, and he just said, okay, he's taken it apart. And in a quote in 1974, he made a quote about why he broke up the band, Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks, and here's what he has to say. "I didn't want to be a band leader anymore. It was a load. And a load I didn't want. I'm basically a loner. I like singing and stuff, but I didn't necessarily want to be a band leader. The thing had turned into a collective sort of thing. Democracy, vote on this, do that. I conceived the thing. They wouldn't be there if it wasn't for me. My role as leader started diminishing, but it was my fault because I let it happen. I cared less as the thing went on." So, you know, it's the story where you have a very successful group, and then there's just these pressures inside that kind of blow the thing apart. So, you know, Dan Hicks continues to write and perform and record, but he seems to kind of go through a low energy phase for a long time. He seems to be not as productive as he was. He kind of shied away from the whole thing. But he does come back because you cannot keep a musician of this caliber down for long. And he hooks up with a new label, Surf Dog Records. He releases an album in 2000 called Beat in the Heat. And, Elvis Costello was on the album doing duets with him. So he's been releasing albums on Surf Dog Records now. And we're going to hear a couple of tracks from these most recent recordings. In fact, Dan Hicks has reformed Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks again, and he is living the life of a musician, as he always has, and he's in amazing form now. He's in rare form, and it's an unusual treasure that we have in Dan Hicks. He's on tour with his band right now. In fact, he's going to be right here in the area. You know, we're here in the WJFF serves the Catskills, the Northeast Pennsylvania, and the Upper Delaware River area. But if you've got a car, you could get to see Dan Hicks really soon. In November, on the 27th, he's going to be in Elmer, New Jersey, at the Apple Farm Arts Center. On November 30th of this year, 2010, he's going to be in New York City at the City Winery. On December 2nd, he gets even closer here. He's going to be in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, and that's near Pittsburgh. And then on December 3rd, he's going to be in Sellersville, Pennsylvania, which is near Philadelphia. Holidays in Hicksville, this current tour. He finally ends up back in Santa Monica, California, his home turf, like around December 11th. So he's alive and kicking, and he's an amazing musician. I think it'd be a big treat to get to see him perform live. We're going to hear a couple of tracks from a couple of his most recent recordings that has been released on Surf Dog Records. In 2004, he releases an album called Selected Shorts, and he's got some amazing people on this record with him. Jim Keltner. The amazing drummer, Jim Keltner, is playing drums. His old friend, Symphony Sid Page, is playing violin. You know, he's got all these women singing background vocals. And we're going to hear a track where he's singing a duet with Willie Nelson. All right, so this is from Selected Shorts. And this track is called One More Cowboy, Dan Hicks and His Hot Licks, featuring Willie Nelson. Thank you.
I am Mortimer.
And I look out my window, it's so hard to forget.
I am just one more cowboy, sometimes high, sometimes low.
If I stay in the city, I will die, don't you know?
Don't you know? I don't wear no 10-gallon. They say I must be cool.
If they saw me with my spurs on, they'd call me a fool.
I am just one more cowboy, sometimes high, sometimes low.
If I stay in the city,
I will die, don't you know? Don't you know that my head is feeling low? Don't you know that my heart tells me to go?
I still hear the chirping
way on top of it all. I am just one more cowboy. Yippee-ya, yippee-yo. If I stay in the city, I will die, don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know,
don't you know
that my head is feeling low? Don't you know
that my heart tells me to go? Though I heard not a bluebird or a whippoorwill's call,
yet I still hear the chirping way on top of it all. I am just one more cowboy. Yippee, yippee-yo. If I stay in the city, I will die, don't you know? Don't you know?
Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks in a duet with Willie Nelson from his 2004 release, Selected Shorts on Surf Dog Records. My name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, and we're exploring the music of the American West Coast singer-songwriter Dan Hicks. So, you know, what a great sound. I was living in Texas when I first heard the music of Dan Hicks. I got to hear him play live in Dallas. And I always associated him with that kind of Western swing sound. So it really seems right that he does that track with Willie Nelson. That he didn't write that song. That was a cover of a song by a man named Alan Jacobs. And we're about to hear another track, which is a cover of a musician that you might be a little bit more familiar with. On his most recent 2009 release, Dan Hicks does a cover of Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues. And it's just outstanding. I can't wait for you to hear it. This album is entitled Tangled Tales, and it is just released in 2009. But first, let's hear a track that he wrote himself from this album called Magician, followed by Subterranean Homesick Blues. Dan Hicks, Tangled Tales.
A magician is what I'd like to be. I'd erase it from my memory, or I'd wish it onto someone else, but not me. That I'd work so well disappearing so none could tell that she ever knew someone like me. Only I knew what I did do in the course of knowing her, but never mind, it's all in the past. If I could only be a different, things would be, and how differently she would feel and think about me.
Says the minute said they must bust an early May. Orders from the DA. looking for a new fool. Don't follow meters, watch your parking meters.
Hot Licks from his 2009 release, Tangled Tales. That's Bob Dylan's song. My name is Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and thanks so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving, haexchange.com, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W2.